Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready for this? SportsTalk.com, where we bring you up to date on everything. Oscar Lopez here, beautiful co-host Erica Lynn Anderson under the weather. We hope she gets better soon. But we had a lot of things to talk about. Week one in the NFL. We also have Legends Cup award show, Legends Cup itself. Plus on YouTube, you have the Western Conference Championship between Chicago Bliss and the LA Temptation. On the international scene, congratulations to the Sunrise Fighters. They win 48-30 against the Amazonas of Aguascalientes. Third loss in a final for Aguascalientes Amazonas. Congratulations to the Sunrise Fighters. Second championship in a row for them. So Chicago Bliss last night in Ontario at TD Bank Arena takes care of the upstart and exciting Atlanta Steam squad. The Bliss basically came in as the team to beat, and they had no problems at this point. They take care of Atlanta 24-18 in a very exciting contested game. Atlanta brought it, and it made it very interesting for the Bliss. But at the same time, Chris Del Harris, Heather Furr, and the tough defensive fronts of Chantel Taylor, Yashi Rice, Deanna Fagiano, they pretty much earn their Legends Cup second championship for the Chicago Bliss. So congratulations to everybody on the win in Chicago. It shows their determination, their efforts. At the same time, it's just, you know, customary now for them. They become the second squad in Legends Football League to really win back-to-back titles. The other team is Los Angeles Temptation. So welcome to the Blitz. Oscar Lopez here. We are going to have a great half hour. We're not going to stretch it to an hour at this point, but we're going to have a great half hour. We're looking forward to it at this point. Erica couldn't be here, but Tannehill in Miami ends up, you know, beating the New England Patriots 33-20. She was always touting him since last season, and now he's shown up. Fast-paced Dolphins in the second half pretty much put it away, as New England was outscored 23-0. No Sean Moreno, pickup Dolphins, now showing his worth, 134 yards and a touchdown. Tannehill adds two touchdowns, so it goes to show that maybe Miami's on the rise. Staying in the NFC and the AFC East, we got the Jets 19-14, edging Oakland as Rex Ryan keeps his perfect record for facing rookies. And Derek Carr almost gets the edge there, but the Jets defense basically takes care of the rookie at this point. And Geno Smith looked pretty good alongside Chris Johnson. So the Raiders lose their 14th straight game on the East Coast swing, something they're not to be proud of at the same time. Carr did play pretty well, 20 for, I think, 151 and a touchdown. So got to give him credit. The surprising team, I think you have to be surprised, is the Texans. The Texans ended up snapping a 14-game losing streak from last season or so. And so they win 17-6 over Washington. Washington being a mess. J.J. Watt's impressive outing with a lot of contribution on his end. you know, recovered fumble, sack, block, extra point. So the boy ended up earning his money big time today as Houston takes care of Washington 17-6. So some of the games on the docket, looking forward to Monday night as well as Arizona will face San Diego, the Giants and Lions as well on Monday. Sunday night game tonight, the Colts take on the Broncos. We should get an update soon here before, you know, as soon as we get off the air. It should be an exciting game as Peyton Manning takes on Andrew Luck. Sort of a, you know, swapping of roles there. Tennessee, surprising start. They looked pretty good in the preseason. Not, you know, impressive enough, but overall in week one they looked good. They take care of Kansas City, who last year was just a beast coming off of it. And unfortunately, they're just not there yet. So I guess Tennessee puts up 26 points to 10 against the Chiefs. You're looking at Tennessee only scoreless in the first and then puts up 10 and 10 in the second and the third and added 6 points on the fourth. And Kansas City just seemed bleak, only 3 points in the second quarter and 7 points in the fourth. Not going to win you much ball games there. The Cleveland Browns, we've been talking about Cleveland for a long time here with the Manziel and LeBron going back to Cleveland at this point, but it just looks like a new Browns team. Brian Hoyer today, very impressive watching him on the, you know, performance tonight. So Pittsburgh just edges the Browns 30-27. Just goes to show that Cleveland is an up-and-coming team at this point, and Johnny Manziel is going to have to wait his time because Brian Hoyer today, 30 yards and a touchdown. So the Steelers blew a 24-point lead at halftime. Not going to vote well in that division, considering Cincinnati has been playing pretty well since last season. The Ravens today, I believe, fall to Cincinnati, if I'm correct on that. And, yes, they did. So at this point, that division is going to be pretty tough to beat. You have to come up with, I think, Bengals 23-16 over Baltimore, just edging the Ravens. So it's going to be, you know, Cincinnati's division, I think, and more so than not. But Pittsburgh seems to be on the rise again, but struggling since last season. So we'll see how the Steelers rebound in week two at this point. Surprising game for me, I think, would have been Buffalo today. Buffalo 23-20, shocking. The Bears, Trestman's offense, Cutler, I mean, all the bombs there, Matt Forte. You got talent there, and unfortunately the Bills stunned Chicago in overtime. So E.J. Manuel, credit him, an impressive outing today. Fred Jackson setting up Dan Carpenter's field goal to win it. So the Bills win, Miami wins, the Jets win. Guess who's in the cellar? So I don't have to, you know, rub it in at this point. But New England is in the cellar after week one. So no panic button there. It's just the first week of the season. So for those of you that were tweeting us about it's a horrible start and all that, just, you know, get off that bandwagon right now because it's only week one. So, you know, I'll give you to week five or week six when you analyze. I mean, it can't get any worse than my Rams losing to Minnesota in a bad way, getting a bash session there. But tonight, Arizona, we'll see how impressive they are. San Francisco, very impressive against Romo. So the Romo curse in Dallas continues. They were very, very bad, a very bad outing for Dallas at this point. So San Francisco keeps pace with Seattle, which won 36-16 on against Green Bay on Thursday. So 28-7, the Niners take care of Dallas. Dallas looks horrible. I don't know if it's Romo's back injury, but at this point it's an overall team loss. You can't just pin it on one guy, even though he had three interceptions, I believe, in that game. So Kaepernick, two touchdowns, Vernon Davis contributing there. San Francisco led 21-3 in the first quarter. So I don't know if the preseason bug is still affecting Dallas at this point, but it just goes to show that San Francisco, Seattle, pretty much from last year, they're on pace for week two to go 2-0. Doesn't look too bad there. The Lovie Smith era in Tampa Bay looked pretty bad in this week one. So it's the Bucs 14, Panthers 20. Cam Newton could not start. So for those of you fantasy players that did think he was going to start, that was pretty bad for you guys today. But you can always pick up Derek Anderson. Derek Anderson played admirably, 230 for two touchdowns in a win for Panthers. Start off the season on a good note there. Atlanta as well. I believe winner there. New Orleans, I believe, lost. So you're looking at the Panthers at almost the top of the division there in that NFC area. So just a lot of NFL today. So it was kind of exciting to be back in the mix and have everything going that way. Seattle, I mean, beast mode back in a swing on Thursday, 36-16. He rushed for about 110. They just made Green Bay look bad. So Russell Wilson with two touchdowns goes to show at this point that, you know, if you're going to compete in the NFC, it's Seattle. You got to go through Seattle and probably San Francisco at this point, given their outings this week. New York looked impressive on defense. We'll see how well they played Oakland. We'll see how they evolve in the next week. Miami, like I said, looked very impressive today in that division, and Tannehill looked really good. So we'll see how that turns out at this point. Legends Cup. Let's talk Legends Cup and go into a mode for the LFL. The LFL had an award show this week, and they have it annually. And it's basically your All-Star Award show. It's kind of an Emmy field trying to showcase the top players in the league for the season. The fifth season is the anniversary show at this point, and they did very well with some, you know, some roadblocks along the way, but overall the season was somewhat of a success. You have a new East powerhouse in the Atlanta Steam, a lot of talent on that team, new coach Dane Robinson, which is now Coach of the Year, Dane Robinson, and his team of the year, the Atlanta Steam. Surprising enough, rookie quarterback Dakota Hughes played very admirably last night in the loss against the Bliss, 24-18. Nothing to be ashamed of. This is a team that's going to be in the mix in 2015. I can tell you that right now. If all the girls on that team come back with the same hunger and strike, you are going to see the Atlanta Steam. The Atlanta Steam basically becomes the Philadelphia Passion of a season's past, because this is a team that beat Jacksonville. Jacksonville has been touted even since they were in Tampa as a team that needs to get, you know, Tony, they disappointed in the Eastern Conference final. They got this, you know, they disappointed again. And this time it wasn't through Philadelphia. This one is through Atlanta. So at this point, you've got to give credit where credit is due. The coaching staff, Dane Robinson, Dakota Hughes, Coco Montgomery, Charlene Furler. Unfortunately, she got ACL tear, and we hope she's very well and recovering as well. And then you had talented, you know, running backs, kind of Sarah Johnson, former WFA star as well. You also had Jody Nettles, who's an awesome right receiver with a lot of range. So weapons are on the Steam. They just come up a little bit short in the Legends Cup in Ontario at CB Bank Arena. You will be able to watch that game, Legends Cup 2014, the victory by the Blitz, next week at the LFL YouTube channel at Legends Football League. But you can also go this week and catch up on the Western Conference Championship, so you can see how Chicago, so explosive. Christel Harris just on dial. You got Christel Harris, Allie Alberts at the wideout position. You got Chantel Taylor on defensive end, Yoshi Rice. I mean, this is the new Temptation. This is the new Los Angeles Temptation. You got an amazing quarterback, MVP caliber quarterback, Chicago, Heather Furr, probably the best quarterback in the league at this point. And if you had doubted her before, you cannot doubt her anymore, because she is probably the best quarterback in the five seasons right now. She's evolving into a caliber elite quarterback. It was kind of a nice ceremony, if you want to say that. Murtaza Award winner, Ogum Chishindu from L.A., and she's done an amazing job promoting Los Angeles. She got the nod from the big guy, the boss, for you know, being an all-around player, as well as promoting the team and contributing to the community. So Murtaza Award winner Ogum Chishindu, congratulations to her, as well as the MVP of the league. No question, it was Sage Steinsmetz. Jay Steinsmetz played an amazing season. This just unfortunately was shorted with the loss to the Atlanta Steam, which is the better club at this point. And no shouts there. She is a all fantasy almost every season, and this season no different. So congratulations to Sage Steinsmetz for winning the MVP of the 2014 season of Legends Football League. The Eighth Man Award goes to the best fan base, the best fans in the Legend Football League. And this year, you have Omaha Heart. And congratulations to the Omaha team, to the Omaha Heart fans, basically packed Ralston Arena. It's an amazing arena, about 7,000 seats, about 8,000 to 7,000. They just packed it out. It's just an amazing fan base, and they did an amazing job there as well. Rookie of the Year, no doubt this year. The Rookie of the Year was obviously playing in Legends Cup versus the historic and hopefully soon here Hall of Famer, Heather Furr. But it was Dakota Hughes with some injuries early on, overcoming those injuries and rebounding with a historic Eastern Conference performance as well. And so congratulations to her for an amazing performance at Legends Cup versus, a future Hall of Famer, Heather Furr, and the Bliss. So she did an amazing job, and her team did an amazing job. So congratulations to the whole squad in Atlanta, plus the coaching staff. They were amazing. The Offensive Player of the Year for Legends Football League, no doubt at this point, Chris Del Harris is a beast, and she is the most dominant back in this league, and she's been doing it for almost 3 years. So now she is, the best of the best. There's no doubt at this point the Ferrari is the best running back in Legends Football League. Defensively, Danica Brace, who apparently retired but is unretired and going to the down under for LFL Australia. You will get to see her for another season. And congratulations to her for the Defensive Player of the Year. An amazing player, has contributed a lot, the leader of the sin, and overall just outstanding. And she is just a beast. And you'll get to see her, Australia fans, this next coming couple months, and you will see her on the field as Danica Brace takes center stage at LFL Australia. So that's the rundown for Legends Football League. And we'll run down the Legends Cup at this point. First quarter, very competitive, 0-0, tough battle in the first quarter, really scoreless. It just showed that at this point, you'll get to see it next week, but it showed basically Atlanta was here to compete. And the Bliss knew it, and they knew that they had to put some points up quickly. Crystal Harris stepped up once again, scores the first touchdown in the first half, 8-0, they go up. Tough Bliss D, led by Chantel Taylor and Joshie Rice, stopped Atlanta temporarily. But Nasir Johnson could not be stopped, so she puts on the equalizer, trying to make it 8-8, could not get the two-point conversion, 8-6. That's what we're looking at halftime, 8-6, as the Esteem, putting together a good fight against the Bliss. Fumble on the Bliss in the second half, and that basically left it at about 5, 28 in the third quarter. Crystal Harris punches in another one, makes it Chicago Bliss, 14-6. Esteem was not out of it. Unfortunately, Charlene Fuller in the fourth quarter out with an ACL, which was a huge loss for Atlanta. This is a top-caliber athlete, and she contributed a lot to the season for this team to be where they're at. And unfortunately, she was unable to contribute anymore. It could have been a difference maker at this point, and she is a difference maker, but it just didn't happen in that sense. Coco Montgomery makes up the difference on Fuller and scores to bring Atlanta close to the Bliss, 16-12. Very heated game at this point. We're looking at the fourth quarter. Atlanta was known for all season for making comebacks and edging out, especially in the Eastern Conference Championship when you talk about Jacksonville Breeze versus Jacksonville Breeze. Crystal Harris in the fourth quarter seals the deal, as they say. Touchdown 24-12. 24-12 the Bliss with about a minute 30 left. And then you have Atlanta respond, not giving up. They still responded with heart and desire, and they were not going to be denied. And so Dakota Hughes, Jody Nettles, adds up another 6 points, makes it 24-18. And that is your final in Legends Cup 2014 as the Chicago Bliss, back-to-back champ, along with Heather Furr, Crystal Harris, Chantel Taylor, like I said, Joshie Rice. Just an amazing squad, and hats off to Coach Hack for doing an amazing job for the 2 years that he has returned. Basically, Coach Hack, now you can just call him a genius because he's found the formula to defeat Seattle, found the formula to defeat Los Angeles, found the formula to contain Las Vegas. You name it, he's done it. Green Bay was a non-factor this year, but overall, he's taken a good formula and put it together. And the girls on the Bliss, if they return as they are now, you can look forward to a third peat. And that would be equaling to Los Angeles Temptations three peat. So we'll see how that works out. So the Bliss become only the second team in Legends Football League history to win back-to-back titles. Like I said, Los Angeles is the other with three titles in a row. Bliss was the original squad, two franchises in the original inception at 2004. But in 2009, they joined the crowd, and since then, it's been Los Angeles in the first year. They lost to L.A., and Los Angeles goes on a run for 3 years against Philadelphia Passion. And now in the last 2 years, you are looking at Chicago Bliss, the team to beat in Legends Football League. So Crystal Harris and Heather Furr, the tandem, combining for an amazing duo. So now poised for a third championship. Kochak, like I said, replacing the historic and, you know, honorable David Bizzo. David Bizzo considered basically the Vince Lombardi of this league with three championships. So we'll see if Kochak can equal that mark in 2015. So we'll repeat it and run it down. Coach of the Year, Dane Robinson, did an amazing job for the Steam, and his squad was Team of the Year, and they showed it in Legends Cup. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. Dakota Hughes, Jody Nettle showed up, Nasir Johnson, and Coco Montgomery as well. So congratulations to the Legends Cup 2014 champions. You can catch Jory Perry's Kissing the Cup on our Instagram, on our Facebook, as well as on our Twitter feed. So there you go. Legends Cup 2014 champions, the Chicago Bliss. And the 2014 Liga Mexicana, they have football lingerie, Sunrise Fighters, like I said, at the top of the hour, 48-30, they beat the Amazonas, Aguas Calientes. Amazonas have had a bad outing in the final. They have great regular seasons the last 3 years, and unfortunately they cannot be able to punch and overcome. So we'll see how they manage in 2015, a return to the final. Hopefully that would be the case. Check out the LFLAU.com.au for the latest up-and-coming things. You can also follow at Raddy LFL, R-A-D-D-Y LFL, for all the updates on LFL Australia coming up in this coming season. And you will see live coverage as well. We will have some tweet casts, and so we're going to have some fun as the LFL Australia season kicks off with the new squad, the Arsenal squad, as that's going to be presented. It's a new squad, and they're going to have a six-game season, so it's very exciting for Legends Football League Australia. So as we talk in Australia here, let's go into Women's Gridiron Leagues of Australia. You can follow them on Facebook, and they cover everything that is Australian women's traditional full kick leagues. And you're looking at the Gridiron New South Wales, the ACT Gridiron, the ACT Gridiron Victoria, as well as the Queensland branch of it. So this week, week six, it was Australia. In Australia, it was the Jets, 21-0, forfeited by the Steelers due to some injuries to players, did not have enough squad to participate. Just, you know, back and forth squabble between the squads at this point. Unfortunately, you know, the end result is there wasn't enough caliber players to continue the match, so the Jets end up winning 21-0. The Panthers are 21-0 versus the Spartans. The Jaguars, 30-0 against the Lady Hawks. And keep in mind, the Lady Hawks, the Spartans, and the Steelers are new to this league this year, so their players, their squads are being built at this point, so the zeros kind of reflect the you know, the squad not being ready for top competition. Well, the Jags, the Panthers, and the Jets, and the Stingrays have been in this existence for a longer time, so that's expected at this point, but exciting week. So if you want more information on what's going on with the standings at this point, you can visit www.wglaus.com. That's Women's Gridiron Leagues of Australia.com. You can get all the latest on that. ACT Gridiron Diamonds defeated the Sirens this week. You can check our Twitter feed as well, and you can also go to the Women's Gridiron League of Australia on Facebook and follow them. And then the New South Wales champion, the Northwestern Phoenix, have a Facebook page. You can check that out on the link at Women's Gridiron as well. So it's you know, exciting week one of NFL competition. I know I've kind of breezed through and given you some sort of insights on that. The Colts taking on the Broncos. Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck. It's going to be an exciting matchup tonight. and we look forward to that. And next week, we're looking forward to bringing you another exciting edition of the Gridiron Blitz in an hour format. Looking forward to bringing some guests as well. We got Dion Lee, who's got the movement, the Project Movement. And then we also have, obviously, Mike Del Rio, who's going to recap the Legends Cup. And we'll talk about that, obviously, for the Atlanta City fans that took this team, and it's an impressive outing for them as well. And they barely get edged, and they could have won the Legends Cup, you know, with a lot of different things going their way. But unfortunately, Chicago is the champion, and that's where you're at. So the Blitz, congratulations again. So the Zazzle site, as we've mentioned before, the Zazzle site is the most exciting thing that's happened to women's gridiron in a long time. So we have paired up with Women's Football Talk at WFB Talk, and one of five shirts are going to be given to from the Zazzle site, and she will select that. The only thing you need to do is go to womensfootballtalk.com and check out Till there, and then she will go ahead and give you that details as well. So we have contests on Twitter each week, and what happens with the site, and everybody's, you know, tweeting us and asking us, hey, why can't I get stuff? You need to buy stuff in order to support the project, and that's what the site's all about. The support for the project is you get a No Joke Football item, and obviously if you acquire that, then you're promoting the project. So take advantage of the specials every day. Check out Zazzle.com/Gridiron Beauties. Sometimes the specials are 10%, 25%, up to 50% off. So take advantage of that. You can get free shipping if you subscribe to a free shipping. It's about $9.99 for the year, and you get an opportunity to purchase free shipping. Otherwise, you can order and use code ORDERSHIP10, and you get 10% off on an off and an off percent sale. So if there's no other sale, 25, 50, or 30, you can still get a 10% discount anytime as long as you use the code ORDERSHIP10. So the Zazzle site has given us the affordability to showcase the best women's gridiron gear that we can put out. At the point, we're evolving. We want to thank everybody that's participated with us, that has supported us since day one. I want to thank everybody that has continued to support us, the amazing women that continue to strive for us to get the relevance, the awareness, and put the sport on the map, basically, for awareness. So we're doing everything we can. Just keep in mind the Zazzle site, the contributions to those sites, the purchases from the shirts or any other attire there gets contributed back to a player for promotion and awareness. So here's the example. We are promoting LFL Australia for the next couple months, and we have Christy Moran, Lauren Evans, who are going to be promoting our No Joke Football brand within that season as well. We also have Rosalinda Sheldon and the talented Lisa Thomas, who is going to go and help us out with the photo shoot. So as we acquire sales every 90 days, we're able to distribute gear to those qualified, amazing players that fans need to relate to. They're all talented. Everybody on the squad is a contributor, but there's key marquee players that obviously outstanding players, all-stars, all fantasy players that we are going to try to elevate to another level with our gear. Zazzle.com/Gridiron Beauty site. Use the code ORDERSHIP10 or use the higher percent code on the site if that's better for you. So when I thank Block Talk Radio for giving us the platform, as always, we also want to thank UltimateSportsTalk.com, Greg Mitchell, for doing a great job. You can always go to UltimateSportsTalk.com, especially right now with NFL season being here. You can check out all the scores, all the live events. You got blogs, as well as WWE, MMA, and other major sports as well. So check out UltimateSportsTalk.com. Check out our podcast as well, and take care of that. You can also follow our co-host, Erica Lynn Anderson, at PathFansGrowth12 and at GridironGirls.org for the latest college football updates as well as NFL blog, and she will have that updated soon here. And you can always go to GridironGirls.org for anything to do with tailgating and recipes and ideas, as well as if you're a fantasy fan to the fantasy leagues, you can get a nice little fantasy guide that starts kind of a starter kit for you, kind of gives you a little breakdown as to what to do with fantasy and how to, you know, set up your roster and things like that. We want to thank Ed Fantasy Greek for coming in a couple weeks ago to give us the lowdown on that. And so at this point, please support the project. Coach Dion Lee is going to be here hopefully next week. We're going to talk basically the movement. It's Title IX movement that he's doing for incorporating women's gridiron in the high school level as well as the college level to try to make that equalizer factor so that we can get girls playing high school football just like they do up in Canada with the midgets there at levels and stuff like that and some of the flag leagues in the U.S., but we need to do a lot more work for that. So we'll be here next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening today. We hope Erica feels better and comes back next week. And we will take care of the Gridiron Blitz next week for another hour. And looking forward to it, especially talking Legends Football League with Mike Del Rio down the road here. So thanks for listening. Have a great evening, everybody. Enjoy Colt Broncos tonight as Peyton Manning takes on Andrew Luck. And you can always visit us on the www.zazzle.com/gridironbeauties. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.